Yeah.
Okay. So, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Charles Robert Darby.
Mm-hmm.
He was born on February the 12th, 1809,
mm-hmm.
and he died on April 19th, 1882.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak up a little bit so that
oh,
we
yeah.
can mm-hmm. Okay.
Childhood and youth. He was very interested about nature, and on one day he counted 384 flowers in his garden.
Mm-hmm.
His mother died? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
His mother died 1817 when he was only 8.
Mm-hmm.
School and university. His father sent him to Shrewsbury School.
You have to speak louder, please.
Okay.
His father sent him to school
and he didn't like it. He missed home and he was very close to older brother Erasmus.
Mm-hmm.
In the evening he sneaked out
mm-hmm.
to see his family and his dog Spark.
Mm-hmm.
He has his own chemistry lab in his garden
mm-hmm.
and he loved experiments.
Mm-hmm. Chemistry lab.
Mm-hmm. Chemistry lab,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His friends told him gas.
He told them?
Gas.
He told him gas?
Yeah, his Spitzname.
Oh, he called him.
Yeah, he called.
Oh, okay, I heard told.
They called him
they
gas.
They called him
yeah,
gas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He went to medical school,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't like to become a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Cambridge to become a minister.
Mm-hmm.
1831, when he was 20 years old, he got a letter from his friend, Professor Henslow,
mm-hmm.
and the question was, do you like to go to sea?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you like to go to sea? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Fraser and the Beagle. The crew and captain would make maps of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and his uncle Joseph Redgood
mm-hmm.
Helped Charles that his father say yes.
Mm-hmm.
On December 27, 1831, the Beagle set sail,
mm-hmm.
and 74 people lived on board.
Mm-hmm.
On the second day, Charles got seasick.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah, but
yeah.
Charles becomes a scientist.
So what happened actually? He became seasick.
Yeah, on the second day.
That's pretty bad.
And what happened then?
Well, he was very ill,
but he'd gone very many trips and then it's better.
Okay,
he
then he got
there.
Used to it.
Yeah.
Why did he go on the boat? Why did he go on the boat?
Why did he go on that boat in the first place?
He liked to see the world.
Uh-huh. He wanted to see the world.
Genau.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Charles becomes a scientist. He had very many time to think like a scientist.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was in South America, he made 7 long trips and 2 shorter trips.
And a dozen shorter trips.
He made on every trip. He made notes in his notebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was back on the Beagle, he made longer diary entries
mm-hmm.
With the notes.
Mm-hmm.
To catch sea creatures.
Creatures. Mm-hmm.
He made an owl net.
Okay.
They were on the back on the Beagle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On September 1832, he were 9 months into voyage and he find fossils.
Mm-hmm.
He caught a sight of a pile of bones and hidden. They were hidden by clay and soft rocks.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He found fossil skeletons, 3 large animals.
Mm-hmm.
He never seen something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the first fossil ever discovered?
What?
Was it the first fossil ever discovered?
No, it was it's before there were under fossils, but he has found the fossils. No. That were the first fossils that he found.
And
not but before they are from other people, they are found fossils.
Just beforehand there were other people.
Yeah, yeah, genau. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The evolution theory. The begin was 1844 and the end 1800, the one blood, was 1847. Charles saw that the finches on one island of Galapagos mm-hmm. got the same species of as birds from another island. He thought that first they were the same species, but mm-hmm. on one island he evolved other than on another island.
Okay, they evolved in a different way.
They had another schnabel.
Another beak?
Another beak when they catch their fishes mm-hmm. and another they must catch worms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had another,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's you think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was born in Croatia.
And Alfred Russel Wallace. He got a letter, 1858, from Alfred Russel Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
And Alfred Russel Wallace write that they have the same idea about evolution theory.
Mm-hmm.
And that Charles think that he doesn't became a prize.
He wouldn't win a prize. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for this. So that Alfred Russel Wallace won the prize and not him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he made.
He got never married.
It was a meeting and on the 1st July 1858 with his friends. And they said that he got the letter 1858 and the evolution theory were made 1857.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And said that. Charles got the prize and not Alfred Russel Wallace.
Okay, so because he was the first one to discover this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then, the wedding. The wedding was in the January.
The wedding.
The wedding mm-hmm. was in January. January. The 29, 1839. He married his cousin, Emma Wedgood. Phoenix. And they got 10 children. I don't speak
about them. You're not going to read us the names. Mm-hmm.
And
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do you think is the most are the most interesting
facts
about the evolution
theory? I think because that's mm-hmm. very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does that have any effect on?
Yeah, that an effect to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids in a family of five kids.
In what way?
Why finches on one island other than finches on another island.
Okay, and does that only apply to finches or?
It every animal, but finches were his.
Exactly. So he kind of saw it, he noticed first with these finches.
But mm-hmm. it's of any animal.
And what did people think about, different types of animals before?
I don't know.
Before the evolution theory, what do you think? People believed, there are still people who would disagree and to say, this is wrong, you must not even teach
it
in some American schools.
Other species, maybe.
No, let me tell you, in some American areas, they don't like the evolution theory at all. They think God made everything.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's all God-given.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Darwin came and said, no, it's not God-given, it's evolution.
Yeah.
They develop differently depending on where they live and what environment they live in. So he came up with that science, and of course, very religious people don't. They hate him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's questioning God in a way.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is really something.
Yeah. That's
he wasn't born the same time as Copernicus.
Yeah, exactly. At least he wasn't lynched